So today we have very good fortune of having His Holiness Chandamouli Maharaj with us, and he was very kindly agreed to give his divine blessing to all of us on this auspicious occasion of Bhadra Purnima. He was born in 1947 in New Jersey, US, and he came in contact with ISKCON Denver at the age of 24. In 1973, he began practicing Krishna consciousness in New York City, and shortly thereafter began serving at New Vrindavan Farm Community in West Virginia. He received initiation in 1973 from Srila Prabhupada. In 1986, he accepted the sannyas order and began preaching in Columbus, Ohio. In the early 1990s, he became involved with ISKCON Prison Ministry in America. In 1995, he began serving as a resident sannyasi in Chicago, where he is based today. At present, Chandamouli Maharaj preaches in America, India, Western Europe, Slovenia, Croatia, in Italy, and the UK. He is initiating a spiritual master within the ISKCON Society. Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Maharaj, for giving us your divine association. And I would request all the devotees for taking this opportunity to welcome Maharaj by saying three times Hari Bol, and please unmute yourself, and then once you are done with the Hari Bol, please mute yourself so that we can all hear Maharaj very clearly.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for being with us. You can take over the call. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, can you wait for a minute? Maharaj is coming.
Okay.
Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Hare
हरे कृष्ण माता जी।
कृष्ण माता जी, महाराज इज कमिंग, यू कैन कंटिन्यू चैंटिंग।
हरे कृष्ण महाराज, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रीला प्रभुपाद। थैंक यू सो मच महाराज फॉर गिविंग योर काइंड ब्लेसिंग टू ऑल ऑफ अस एंड टू गिव आवर एसोसिएशन ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस ओकेजन। वी आर वेरी मच ब्लेस्ड टू हैव यू विद ऑल ऑफ अस। सो आई टेक दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू वेलकम आस्क ऑल ऑफ यू to kindly unmute your phone and say three times Hari Bol to welcome Maharaj. Maharaj is with us.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Please accept my most humble obeisances. So, we are asked to speak on one verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the continuation of the series of verses. This is 4th Canto, Chapter 8, verse number 27. We'll also try to speak a little bit about the yesterday's most auspicious day, the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. So I'll read the verse first from the 4th Canto. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narada Uvacha Narunapyava Manam Te Smamanam Vapi Putraka Loksayama Kumarasya Saptasya Kridana Vishu. The great sage Narada told Dhruva, "My dear boy, you are only a little boy whose attachment is to sports and other frivolities. Why are you so affected by the words insulting your honor?" Srila Prabhupada's purport. Ordinarily, if a child is rebuked as a rascal or a fool, he smiles and does not take such insulting words very seriously. Similarly, if words of honor are offered, he does not appreciate them. But in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, the Kshatriya spirit was so strong that he could not tolerate a slight insult from his stepmother, which injured his Kshatriya prestige. Om Gyante Mirandasya Gina Jana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvena Maha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swam Padantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shri Makti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivrishesha Shunyavari Pastyatnyare Satarine. So we hear a little bit about Dhruva Maharaj, of his spirit that was so strong even that as a young boy he felt insulted because his father favored his other brother, who was his stepbrother, over him and ridiculed him and rejected him, becoming very... angry. He decided to retaliate But first he approached his mother and explained his anxieties. And his mother told him to go to the forest so he could find God. God can help you in any way. So he had a very revengeful mentality in trying to achieve something material. But when he was... So Prabhupada's purport says that generally a child of that age doesn't become disturbed by either praise or blame or ridicule or some kind of glorification. But his Kshatriya spirit was so strong that it disturbed him quite so much that he changed his whole life in order to get some kind of revenge. So we're speaking about the Vanashram system here and how Krishna says, Chaturvarnamaya Srista Guna Karma Vibhagisaha. People have acquired, they call Swadharma, or what is called one's material nature. And basically it's divided into four. Brahmas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras. But everyone's natural Swadharma, which means their actual internal mood of their material tendencies, are covered by the effects of this particular age we live in, Kali Yuga. So the verses to explain that say, Kalo Sudra Sambhavam, everyone is born in a Sudra family, or everyone's born in a Sudra mentality. And therefore training is required in order to bring out their actual qualities. So without that training, one remains, what we say, lost to their own nature. We have the example of Srila Haridas Thakur. He was born in very low-class family. And because of that low birth, he was rejected by society. Especially the high-class Brahmins in Hindu society. He took up Krishna consciousness in a way that was very determined. He associated with Brahmins and also got some attachment to chanting the holy names of the Lord, so much so that he made the chanting of the holy names of this Lord his main focus in life. So we see that he is Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. He is considered to be worshipable even by the great souls. So what was his position? His position was insignificant, but he took up the chanting of the holy name of the Lord as everything in his life. Lord Chaitanya arranged for Srila Haridas Thakur, who was a manifestation of Lord Brahma, to take birth in this obscure family and to become one of the greatest of all devotees in the history of Vaishnav culture, just to show that there's no material disqualification or material qualification, either way, for performing devotional service. The only qualification is one has to be eager for that activity and approach one who can guide them. Therefore, one has to take shelter of a spiritual master and work under that guidance. And then we develop what is called the qualifications based on the mercy of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada would say that it is by my mercy only that you're able to perform devotional service. What is your qualifications? Especially those of us who were born in Western countries, there is no sukriti there, either in this life or maybe even in previous lives. So what Prabhupada said, I have created your sukriti, I have created your good qualities, simply because Lord Chaitanya is very merciful to anyone who wants to make some effort to engage in devotional service. So Srila Haridas Thakur, in a very obscure situation, still he was able to preach and chant 333,333 names of God every day as a regular spiritual practice. Srila Prabhupada used to say, just see, Srila Haridas Thakur, 192 rounds a day. I'm asking you to chant 16 rounds and you can't even do that. or even if you can do it, it becomes a great chore in your life. So we can just see how disqualified we are in order to practice devotional service. We're so much encumbered by material activities and material desires. But we need the mercy of great souls in order to make advancement in devotional service. But that mercy comes by following their instructions. And the most important instruction is to chant every day our rounds, anbis, without fail, in a way that is done with all complete attention, complete devotion, and complete, seriousness. In other words, you have to make the chanting of the holy names of the Lord the most important thing. Srila Haridas Thakur taught that by his example, that even at when he was in his old age, it was very hard for his body to continue with the rigorous chanting that he had established. Still, he made an effort to do it. Still, he was trying to chant his rounds, 192 rounds a day, 333,333. Why? Because he had developed an attachment for the holy name of the Lord in such a way that it was his life and soul. So this is our success in Krishna consciousness. We have to develop an attachment for Krishna. If we don't become attached to Krishna more than anything else in our life, then our devotional service will not progress beyond a certain level. That attachment means keeping the chanting of the holy names of the Lord foremost in our life. We have so many responsibilities with family, with occupation, and outside activities, but still these things should not interfere with our chanting of the holy names of the Lord. They have to be first in our life. When you put Krishna first, Krishna puts you first. Prabhupada would always say, if you put Krishna second, then he puts you second. If you put him last, he puts you last. So Krishna is like a mirror, Prabhupada said. Yayatam mam prapadyante tam sadaiva bhajami aham. So our chanting of the holy name is the proof of our desire to become Krishna conscious. We have to chant very seriously every day, taking a maximum amount of time to bring about the maximum amount of attention and effort to somehow or other chant the holy names of the Lord, and avoiding the 10 offenses to the holy names of the Lord. So we learn from the life of Srila Haridas Thakur how powerful his chanting was. He was approached by a prostitute in the middle of the night who was the best of all prostitutes. She was glorified in the area as her name was Lakshmi Hira. Her price for her occupation was so high she was hardly affordable. But she was commissioned to destroy Haridas Thakur's determination in spiritual life. But she failed. Why? Because he was so fixed in the chanting of the holy name that he wasn't even slightly bothered by her approach, although she did everything she could to attract his mind. He simply tolerated her presence and purified her by his association of chanting the holy names of the Lord, that actually he converted her into become a wonderful devotee of the Lord, where she actually also started to chant 300,000 names of God every day, and gave up her occupation and became a great saint. She's actually known as a great saint. So this is the power of the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. We should never minimize that. That's why Prabhupada said, when he was asked, what is your most important instructions? He said, My most important instruction to my devotees is every day they must chant 16 rounds on beats without fail. But he went on to explain and elaborate on that point. Those rounds must be done early, during the early morning hours. Sometimes we have no time because of home responsibilities, but still we have to make time. Because if we chant throughout the day, that's nice, but it will not have the same effect. Putting the holy name first purifies our consciousness and gives us the strength we need to deal throughout the day whatever responsibilities we have. And it keeps us connected to Krishna throughout the day. The holy name can never be minimized, or what we say, underestimated the glories of the holy name. So we learn from great souls, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Haridas Thakur, and others, how important it is to glorify Krishna by chanting his holy names like that. And not only did Haridas Thakur chant the holy names, he could speak on the glories of the holy names of the Lord and show that the glories of the holy name cannot be compared to any activity in spiritual life. The sum total of all the vratas, austerities, homas, pujas, mantra chanting, principles of giving in charity, asvamedha yagyas, gomedha yagyas, all these things added up together in multiple numbers cannot compare even to one mantra of the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. That's how powerful it is and how purifying it is. So the life of great souls not only show us, but they also teach us what is the path. Mahajano yaina katasapanta, that the path back to Godhead is taught by the great souls. So there Srila Prabhupada included Srila Haridas Thakur in our pranam mantras, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. He was the best of all. And when Lord Chaitanya realized that he was about to leave the world, Lord Chaitanya personally came to give him his darshan and audience. He left the world absorbed in looking at the beautiful face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving up his life, chanting the holy names, and seeing the beautiful face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself. And after he left his body, Lord Chaitanya picked up his body and started to dance with it. And it was expressing to all his associates that now the world is vacant. The crest jewel of all devotees has somehow disappeared from the world. Now the world is at a loss. And after glorifying Haridas in so many ways, the Lord personally arranged for him to be put into a samadhi. And the Lord actually dug a hole himself, along with his associates, to help place the body of Srila Haridas in the most holiest place, Jagannath Puri, down by the beach. And you can go there today and still see the Samadhi Mandir that was erected later on by the disciples that were following in the footsteps of Mahaprabhu, a beautiful, beautiful temple. And so we learn from scripture, we learn from guru, and we learn from saints. These three teach us the path of devotional service. And especially our spiritual master, he helps us to understand how to apply the teachings of the great souls, of Krishna, from the Shastras in our day-to-day life. Therefore, we should always be trying to understand how best to practice Krishna consciousness in a situation where we have so many other responsibilities. But these responsibilities cannot take away from devotional service if we purify our hearts through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Then everything we do becomes an expression of that devotion, even maintaining our material bodies. So Krishna consciousness is complete. Krishna consciousness is the goal of life. There is no second goal. And that goal is formulated basically on these two principles of glorifying Krishna by chanting Krishna's holy name and by serving the Lord, by serving the Vaishnavas, especially our pure devotee spiritual master. So therefore, back to the original principle that Srila Haridas Thakur, what was his qualification? His qualification was his eagerness to glorify the Lord and to chant the holy names of the Lord. And that qualification is available to each of us. If we want to be successful in spiritual life, we have to develop strong attachment to the process of devotional service. It cannot be just another thing in our life. It has to be the main thing in our life. Then, when it's the main thing, then we will understand how Krishna's mercy is always coming to us in so many wonderful ways. Okay, so thank you very much. So we can take some time now for questions. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for taking time and enlightening all of us. I have one question. As in the family, Abbot cares is like very difficult to manage our study and chanting and chanting together. So sometimes it happens that in the early morning, it's the only time when we get to study something. But when once kids are wake up, then we cannot study with them. So what I sometimes do, when I wake up, I do some study and then I can find some chatting for a whole day. So is it appropriate or what should I do?
I didn't catch all your questions only because the phone receptions was breaking up during that time. So can you just mention the last part of your question again so I can understand more? The last conclusion, you asked something at the end there.
Yeah, so my point was, like, is it appropriate to leave chanting for whole day, entire day, and study in the morning? If kids wake up in the morning, early morning.
Yes, you can do chanting throughout the day if that's the only alternative. But the thing is, try to do it in the morning, even if you have to break up the chanting with other responsibilities. Well, early morning is the foundation for setting the rest of the day and also purifying the heart. That's why we call it the Brahma Muhurta hour. It's the most sacred time of the day. So sometimes we have to do a little adjustment in our life to make that more and more a reality. So that's a practical question. And the idea is when we surrender to our particular situation and accept the situation, then we sometimes lose the ability to see the alternatives that are available. So we should be thinking, I'm going to chant as early as possible. Krishna, help me. Krishna, give me the intelligence. Krishna, show me how to do it. And we keep that eagerness, and then that eagerness inspires the mercy of the Supreme Lord to help us understand how to do that. So my point is that sometimes we relegate our life into the situations around us, and we just accept that. Sometimes it's impossible to overcome that due to some situations, but we should always keep this other desire. Krishna, I'm going to chant early, and no matter what, I'm going to find the time. The thing is, you have to understand one principle. The strength of our desire moves the material energy in such a way as that things change when we have that strong desire. So the basic principle to my response to your question is keep strong desire to always increase the quality and the time period where you can be most effective in chanting. And even if you can't do it immediately, if you have that in desire, Krishna will help you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Maharaj. Thank you, sir.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Damodaran Das from Bloomington, Illinois.
From where?
Illinois. Bloomington, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Tell me your name again.
Damodaran Das.
Damodaran Das. Hare Krishna. Oh, yes. My obeisances. I stayed at your home. I was staying at your home not long ago.
Yes, Maharaj. My humble obeisances. Maharaj, I have one question. It comes up sometimes. Should we chant loudly or should we be chanting in a very soft voice so even the next person cannot hear?
You should chant according to how best you can hear. The thing is, the most important thing is that you have to hear nicely. So you can, if the mind is too strong and the mind is giving so many thoughts, you might have to chant loudly to overcome the thoughts of the volume of the mind's dictations. If the mind is a little less peaceful, sometimes we find it's easier just to chant a little softer. So you have to see how best you can hear. And that becomes the standard of approach. So you can adjust. If I'm chanting softly, I'm not hearing enough, maybe a little louder. Or if I'm chanting really loudly and my mind is going everywhere because of that, then maybe a little softer to connect more with the consciousness. So it's a matter of personal, what we say, success, how best you can hear nicely. So devotees adjust their chanting in such a way as they hear nicely.
Okay. Thank you, Maharaj, very much. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna, my obeisances.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Prabhupada. Maharaj, this is Gaur Keshav Das from Atlanta.
Gaur Keshav, Hare Bhav, my obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah, my dhanvats to you, Maharaj. Maharaj, can you give some practical, I mean, this is a common question, but still wanted to hear some practical tips for focusing the mind during chanting?
Yeah, there's many practical tips. One is to try to hear very clearly, concentrate on hearing the first Hare within the mantra. And that helps to increase the ability to hear more and more. So focus on the first Hare. And Satchidananda Maharaj has developed this principle, and it seems to be very effective. Keep that, and then as you listen to the first Hare and you start to hear it, you'll find it's much more natural to hear the rest of the mantra. So you can practice that. That's one practical tip that we do. The other one was done by my godbrother Burijan Prabhu, who understands a little bit about how the mind works. The mind is always in a hurry to finish, and the mind is always moving fast, trying to get the rounds done. So the idea is to slow down and just focus on hearing one mantra. So you tell the mind, just let me hear one mantra, that's all. So you chant one mantra very clearly and nicely, and then you do that again. So you're telling your mind one mantra, and the mind says, oh yes, that's not a problem. So in other words, you're kind of tricking your mind into making it very simple for the mind to focus on the hearing process. And so the mind doesn't go here and there. And you're chanting and you're hearing, but you're hearing and a very small part of the actual ability to hear. So these two techniques seem to be very effective like that. Make sure you get enough rest, so when you're able to chant, you're not so tired. If you're too tired, then it becomes hard to concentrate. But the most important thing is our devotion, though. So we have to chant with calling out for Krishna. It's not about techniques. Techniques just give a little added incentive to the devotion. But if the devotion is not there, the techniques are just external. We have to really call to Krishna from the heart. Krishna, please pick me up. Ayi nanda tunu jakinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavambudo. Pipaya tava para pankajastita duli sadrisham bichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So we're actually praying to become fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord in devotion. So we can also offer nice prayers to help create a nice devotional mentality during our chanting. There's prayers during chanting, there's prayers before chanting. Both of these prayers can help us bring about a more of a mood of devotion. But the main thing, as Srila Prabhupada said, is we have to see ourselves we're in a helpless condition. And without the mercy of the Holy Name, we remain in that situation. So by calling to Krishna in the form of the Holy Name, we are actually reaching out to Krishna to take shelter of Krishna. So that's one of the ways we can approach the Holy Name in the proper mood. It's not just getting around the done or the expertise of trying to somehow or other do everything in a very proper way. It's all about devotional service. It's all about offering your heart in prayer to the Lord through chanting of the holy names of the Lord.
Thank you, Arimi.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances of Lord Krishna, Prabhupada, and Guru Maharaj. This is Anjana Gopika Devi Dasi.
From where?
From Midland, Texas.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, I have one question. Maharaj, how we can develop more, just like when we chant early morning or when we finished our round and after that whole day, we don't have that same mood. I mean, slowly the mood will, the mood of passion and ignorance. When the day go, the evening we have that, whatever in future, develop a little bit, that will not remain there, Maharaj. How we can continuously develop that mood, always chanting in our mind or some other, in that same early morning mood, Maharaj, how we develop and then put same mood whole day.
So your question is basically how to chant throughout the day also?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah, okay. Practice. Just remember Krishna as much as you can. Remember the chanting of the holy name. Your chanting of your 16 rounds early will help you to bring about that consciousness throughout the day. You can also, if you stay in the house and if you have responsibilities, you can put up like little signs all over the place saying, please chant Hare Krishna, don't forget me. In other words, you can do little reminders of yourself. We do that. Prabhupada would also say we have to chant 24 hours a day. So that chanting means that we could be doing other things, our responsibilities, and at the same time we could be chanting in our mind or we could be chanting, you know, there won't be any beads there, but they will be chanting, remembering Krishna by chanting. Listening to kirtans is also very nice. So just surround your life with the holy name as much as possible. And pray to Krishna, please don't let me forget you. Let me try to remember you more and more. And then we can do a little practical things to have to remind ourselves to chant like that. Sometimes when we find ourselves in a difficult situation, we remember Krishna, but we should understand that to remember Krishna always means that we will never be in difficult situations. So, in Bengal, they have a saying, Hate koru kaje mukhi bolo hori. Hatha Kodo Kaja means work with your hands, and Mukhi Bolo Hari means chant. So that expression means whatever you're doing, chant Hare Krishna. And you can, even if you have to do mental things, you can still be chanting, because the holy name doesn't interfere with anything we do. It simply enhances the quality of everything we do. So we can remember Krishna. And to remember Krishna is the goal of life. It's the purpose of our devotional practice, is to remember Krishna more and more. So practice that. What you can do practically is just take a sign, make some signs and put it all over the house and say, please chant. So when you see the sign, then you say, then you'll start chanting again.
That's my happy, yes, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for your assistance, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, thank you. My obeisances. Don't give me a lot of fruit. I'm not going to take a lot of fruit today. Just apple and papaya, that's all. No more.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Bol, Hare Bol.
Please accept my humble obeisances, Maharaj. This is Anand Viharini. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
From where?
Maharaj, I heard from Bloomington, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, you just said that we can chant mentally and remember Krishna all the time. So my question is, will chanting mentally and counting mentally also account for the 16 rounds?
Or no.
Should 16 That's rounds it. Be always on the beads?
Yeah, 16 rounds is always on the beads. The mental chanting is just throughout the day, just to remember Krishna. No,
you
have to chant 16 rounds on beads every day. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Please accept my very humble obeisances. This is Vajeshwari Kriya Devadasi from Atlanta. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for coming on the call and enlightening us to this topic. Maharaj, I was confused about something. So, know that Srila Haridas Thakur would chant for 300 arjuns to the Lord. So he was chanting all to
I just missed the very end of your question somehow.
He was chanting all day, right? So he would just sit in front of his Tulsi Maharani and chant?
No, he didn't chant like us. He was chanting and he was also preaching. He spent 5 hours every day preaching along with his chanting.
Okay.
Yeah, his chanting is on the liberated platform. It's not like our chanting. He's absorbed in the chanting. So he did other things throughout the day also. He preached, and he was traveling. Yeah, we can't imitate, we can't neither understand nor imitate Srila Haridas Thakur.
True, Maharaj, very true. Maharaj, there was something that was confusing me. So we have always said Srila Haridas Thakur chants 160 rounds a day, right?
He chanted 3 lakh every day.
Okay, so it's not equivalent to 192 rounds. Right?
It's sometimes it says 192 rounds. If you want to get the exact number, it comes about 331,000 so many numbers. It's,
if you can multiply the names, you want to get the exact number. It's approximately 192 rooms.
Approximately. Maharaj, I did that, and that's why I'm confused. And that's 192 multiplied by 108, like 20,000. And 300,000 divided by 108, I'm getting like 2,700. That's why I'm confused. That's why I was asking.
You're very mathematically astute, I can see.
Yeah.
So, but it's not important.
It's
not important. Anyway, he chanted a lot. That's the point.
Yes, he was chanting all day. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
27,648 is 16 rounds. So multiply that. 27,648 names is 16 rounds.
Hare is counted one, Krishna is counted another, right? So we count 16 in one mantra.
27,648 names is 16 rounds.
No, Hare, 27,648 is 16 rounds.
27,648 names is 16 rounds.
So on the clicker, Maharaj, we scan 27,000 names for 16 rounds. I thought it was 17,28.
Oh my God.
That's pretty good. You guys are really great souls out there.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Very well.
This is Gail from New York, New Jersey area.
Oh, Gail, Hare Krishna. Long time.
Hare Krishna. I was so excited to see that you were speaking today. If I could just go back for a moment to Dhruva Maharaj. I was very surprised to hear you read in the purport that Srila Prabhupada characterized the insult by Suriji as slight. You know, I mean, we always... It was such a harsh insult, yet Prabhupada calls it slight. So just wondering about that.
Let's see. Let me see. I have the purport in here. He does not take insult. Was so that he could not tolerate a slight insult from his stepfather. Yeah, it seems like it would. As Prabhupada does use the word slight, doesn't he?
Yeah, and it brought his mothers to tears. And you know, when we hear about the Dwarvian lectures, you know, it's always characterized as so severe. You know, that I mean, she told him that she would have to, that he would have to die and then take birth in her womb. You know, so I just found that very curious that he would call it slight insult.
I guess what you just said made it much more serious. But Prabhupada says slight, so what can we say?
The only thing that came to my mind was that maybe the intensity of his inspiration in comparison to the insult, you know, maybe most kids maybe would not have been, even with such a harsh insult, would not have been inspired to take on such severe austerities as what Dhruva Maharaj. Maybe by the comparison, you know, to the insults.
The point is that a child, and Prabhupada talks about the nature of a child, doesn't take seriously insults or praises. So, but Dhruva Maharaj did. And he maybe even made it even more so. So we see that there's a special character about Dhruva Maharaj that was different than not only most children, but even Kshatriyas.
Even adult Kshatriyas,
eh? Yes, yeah, so he changed his whole life, and he wanted revenge.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the thing is, it led him to Krishna. That was just the most important point.
Right.
And when he got Krishna, then he gave up all his intentions to have revenge or even get a material kingdom. He was simply happy seeing Krishna. So ultimately, it was the higher arrangements that he acted in a way so he could be fully Krishna conscious. So Krishna knows how to lead people to him in different ways.
Yeah, thank you, Maharaj. Also, one other thing I really appreciated that you said during the class was that, you know, when our desire becomes more intense, Krishna moves the material nature to accommodate that desire. So I took that to mean, and I think I've seen that too, that, you know, even if the material nature was scheduled to move in a particular way, once our desire changes or increases in some way, then, you know, Krishna might scrap that original schedule and have the material nature move differently to accommodate our desire.
Yeah.
Is it so?
The point is, yeah, your desire brings about the awareness of the ability to fulfill the desire. If your desire is weak, you can't see the opportunities to fulfill it. The stronger your desire is, the more the opportunities to fulfill that desire
become apparent.
Become revealed.
Okay, so it's more like that and not so much that material nature's movement changes.
No, it's your awareness of what the fulfillment of your desire becomes more and more easily by the intensity of your desire.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you become determined to do something, then the opportunities that were unforeseen previously now become available and seen by that determination.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were available before, it's just that you weren't awake to them, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because the desire is too weak.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That applies even in a material way.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Yeah. When materialists, when they want to do something, the intensity of their desire also reveals to them the opportunities to fulfill those desires.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way material energy works.
Yeah.
In relationship to our desires.
Yeah, okay. That's very helpful, Maharaj. Thank you. I just had one last thing. I hope it's not like too off topic, but you know, when we decide that we want to become Krishna's devotees, I was wondering if at that time, instead of Krishna being situated in the region of our heart as Paramatma, where his Paramatma feature is the prominent one, is it at that time that his Bhagavan feature becomes the prominent one because now we are trying to actively communicate with him? When we become aware of Krishna in our heart, does he like kind of switch roles from Paramatma feature to Bhagavan feature?
No. What he does is he sends you the spiritual master. when our desire, when we become desirous of Krishna, when that desire becomes real and Krishna sends you the spiritual master, that's how he works. And then the spiritual master takes us from there to understand Krishna in his Bhagavan feature. We can hear about him, we can read about Bhagavan feature, but he's still acting to us in the role of Paramatma until we actually take shelter of his spiritual master, because the spiritual master is the external manifestation of Super Soul. So Krishna will keep that until we are actually ready to surrender to Krishna, to him, in the form of accepting the guidance of his pure devotee. Then, Prabhupada says, initiation means beginning. Then we are actually beginning our devotional service. Then everything becomes more in relationship to the Bhagavan feature. Prabhupada's still active, but now it becomes, we're focusing more on Bhagavan. Before, it's just Paramatma is guiding us.
So, is it safe to say that from the time of initiation onward, the feature of Krishna that's in our heart is more the Bhagavan feature?
He's always there. We hear about Bhagavan in so many different ways. But we become able to take shelter of that feature through the mercy of the spiritual master, through the guidance of the spiritual master.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Hari Bol, Gail. Hope to meet you sometime in my travel.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that myself, Maharaj. Thank you.
Thank you. My obeisances. Hare Krishna.
My humble obeisances to you. Hare Krishna.
Is that it? When you go out today, can you give me a bag of goji berries? Not a big one, just because I just need a little bit more to keep me going. Hari Bol, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Pranam to your seva. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Guru Dev ki jai. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your association. Please pray for us that we are able to enter in this Kartik month with Maharaj in Jagannath Puri. And down, and with down. Sunda Gopika from Atlanta.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Hare Krishna.
Please pray for us.
Okay. My prayer is that you become more and more enthusiastic to chant Hare Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj, one question. While chanting, initially we do some mantras very attentively, and later our mind will get distracted and will not concentrate on mantra. And also after doing some few rounds, we'll do some walk and we do. Is that okay, Maharaj, or we have to sit constantly at one place and we have to sit?
No, you can chant and walk around. That's also good. But when you're walking around, you have to make sure you don't look around while you're walking around. Keep your eyesight focused downward. That way you don't see everything around you. Well, walking means there's more chance for distraction, but at the same time, sometimes we find that by getting all the energy of the body moving, the mind becomes more clear and it's easier to chant nicely. So the principle is whatever works best for you. You can chant walking, you can chant sitting. See how you can hear nicely.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Uttama Radhika from Atlanta. Please accept my humble obeisance. Maharaj, I wanted to know, what are the prayers before chanting and after chanting?
What are the prayers? There's a set of prayers. Give me 1 minute. I'm going to go get my prayer sheet.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj.
That lamp that's on this side on the table there, you'll see 3 prayer sheets there. The one by the window. Hurry up. Come on, you should have been back by now. Have to get out of this case a little. 1 minute, I'm going to make sure you get the best of all prayers.
Yes, thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah, I was just told by Abhiram Saka that he said he can post these prayers for you. But I was just going to give you...
Nice.
Until he does that, which may not happen right away.
Okay.
So I'll give you some things you can look up online. It's coming. There's a series of 6 prayers. It's called consecrating the beads, which is prayers to your japa beads, which helps too. Also.
Okay. Thank you, Maharaj.
And I'll give you the name of these prayers. All you have to do is go Google this name, and then you can find these prayers. You ready?
Yes, Maharaj.
It's called Sri Nama Mala, Grahana Mantra. Sri Nama Mala Grahana Mantra. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 prayers that glorify the holy name Krishna and the beads. Another set of prayers that I like a lot is Sri Namastakam by Srila Rupa Goswami. You can also Google that and find these prayers.
Okay, Madam.
Sri Namastakam. And then it's mentioned, one should begin, before chanting, one should offer prayers to your spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada, and to the great souls in disciplic succession. So the Mangalacharna is really nice, Om Gyan Timit Andasyan, all the way up to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Those are nice prayers to offer.
Okay, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah, and then there's one nice prayer from Srimad Bhagavatam called, from the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 24. It's addressing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that chapter, you'll find this prayer.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Yeah, okay, and we'll post them also.
Okay, that will be very nice. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisance. Maharaj, I have a query. Maharaj, on the days of our services, how do we adjust the chanting? Like every day, the morning chanting does not happen. Like all the rounds are not completed in the morning. So then, when there are days of services, how do we do it?
You sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil. You heard of pencils, right? And those things that those ancient people used to use, it's called a pencil. You can use a pen. You can use a pen too. Yeah, not a computer, but you sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, and you write down all the day's activities and the times you do these days, including what time you go to bed at night, what time you get up in the morning. You write your whole daily schedule down, and then you look at it and you very carefully analyze how to find that time in the day to chant your rounds. So you have to see what you do throughout the day generally,
and then make a schedule, write it on paper. If you don't write it on paper and do it like this, you will not be able to be effective. So, practical. If we just do what we normally do, and then we do whatever we feel like doing, then, you know, just don't have time for reading or chanting.
So, Maharaj, when during the services, what we are chanting, that wouldn't be counted in the round, right?
No. Chanting is a service in itself. Chanting means only chanting. But you can chant when you're doing service, but you can't count those rounds.
Okay.
And chanting means 100% focus, nothing else, no talking, no cell phone, no nothing else. It has to be 100%. Krishna, me, and this is japa meditation. It's not, you know, japa. It's called japa meditation. Meditation means concentration. Concentration means you have to stop everything else and focus on the holy name. 101%.
Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Maharaj, so while chanting, generally what is the best secret, Maharaj? Like, is it the deities or the form or the pastime or the holy name? Which is easiest?
Just hear the sound of the holy name. That's all. Just focus on Krishna's name. Listen carefully. Chanting means hearing.
Okay. Because when we visualize the pastimes, I don't know if we forget the holy name.
No, that's not recommended. You just listen to the holy name. When you become absorbed in chanting the holy name, Krishna's forms will appear in your mind automatically.
Okay. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail again. I had a question about the prayers that we are recommended to chant before japa. And my routine is to chant the Mangalacharanam and then follow that by Tulsi prayers. And that will take me, you know, like with meditating on those prayers, like around 20 minutes average, right? And so I'm wondering if I should be adding those other set of prayers that you recommended, Sri Namala Grahana Mantra, I think, and the Sri Namastakam. Should I be adding those before japa, or I was wondering if what's too little, what's too much, you know.
I do that. You can do it or not do it, but I find it helpful. I do it. You can even
do, you
if
do?
You do like 2 minutes of even if you 2 minutes of some prayers, that's fine. The idea is somehow or other offer some prayer to the Lord, to your spiritual master, to the Vaishnavas, to get their mercy to approach the holy name. That's all. It can be done. It could be something you just takes a minute or two. I know devotees. One devotee, he spends about 20 minutes doing prayers before.
Yeah, that's what it takes me, just on the Mangalacharanam and Tulsi.
Yeah, so you can do whatever you feel you need to do. You choose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. You.
But you personally, you also do Sri Namamala, Grahana, and the Sri Namastakam?
If you want to know what I do the Mangalacharanam.
Yeah.
There's another set of prayers that I have here. It's from Bhaktivinoda Thakur Rupa Srimad Bhagavatams, which is about two or three prayers. And then I do Sri Nama Mala Grahanam. And then I do one verse from Sri Namastakam every day, going from one verse to another. And then there's also during japa, there's prayers from the Mukunda Mala, from Madhurya Kandamini, Sanat Kumar, Samhita. These prayers are during japa. So we can also refer to them when the mind goes off. These prayers are more or less prayers to the mind. There's so many prayers. You can choose whatever ones you feel you're attracted to, comfortable with.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Close it down.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, I think we should stop now. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hi, Hari Bol. Glories to Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Please pay our obeisances to Maharaj. Pancha Kalpataru, Vishya Krupa, Sindhu Bheva, Chapakitana, Pavani, Bheva, Vishnavi, Ananta Koti, Vishnu, Vrindhi, Jai, Nama, Chari, Shri, Dash, Thakur, Ki, Jai,
Ki, Jai, Ki, Jai,
Jai,
Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, J